whether done knowingly or unknowingly, throughout a lifetime of meditation, we're learning about all the variety, all the ways, different ways that we make effort. The ins and outs of efforts, the different kinds of effort, the kinds of effort that we do and the kind of efforts that are done to us. The kind of efforts we realize that we're doing and the kinds of efforts that we don't even know we're doing or is happening. A few weeks ago, I had a cold and I was at a kind of a meeting, teaching event where I had to do some teaching and I had to sit upright in a chair for something like, I don't know, 2.5 hours. And after about 2 hours or so, it was just too much effort to sit upright in a chair. I could feel that amount of effort was tipping the balance, so the cold was winning. And so I lay down. And then laying down tipped the balance in my favor. And, you know, ordinarily I can sit in a chair for hours and not notice that I'm making an effort to sit there. It takes effort and energy. Somehow the system is just doing it. But as I got tired, I could feel that the impact of that effort and what it took and how tiring it was. So it's an example of how in ordinary life there might be not even recognizing we're making effort, putting energy into something. And there's many, many things through the day that happen that we don't even recognize that we're choosing to apply energy, effort to it. It can be as simple as sitting here complaining that there's too much effort to doing the practice. And then you have a little itch someplace. And just completely without any idea that you're making effort, you take the hand over and scratch the itch. And your hand goes back to where it was, and there's no complaining about that effort. That was no effort at all. It was just, wasn't willed exactly, it wasn't like work. And some people have the attitude that effort is synonymous with work. And for some people, work is bad news. Anyways, we learn about this wonderful quality. And sometimes effort is manual labor. The mind is so tired or dull or spinning in thought and that it, in order to even kind of show up to be present, it's like pulling ourselves out of the mud. You know, it's like, oh, here we go again. Straighten, and then your body collapses. Straighten up, here, do it again. And just manual labor, and that's the way it is. That's what's required. Other times, we're like cruising along, and it's like, you know, there's no thought of making effort at all. It's effortless effort. And everything in between. So at the beginning of the retreat, I offered the word engage for the effort factor of awakening. And I'm a little bit kind of still searching for the right word. So maybe some of you that doesn't work so well. I've thought about the word meet to meet the experience, the effort to meet it, effort to be met by our experience. Or the word connect, or to land. But the word that I kind of like the most, it may not make sense to you, but it makes sense to me in the sense that sense is connected to our senses, is the word this. And there's something about that word this. It's kind of similar to here. The word here just opens me to here. And this, for me, is kind of a connection to it. It's a little bit like yes, but it's like it's an opening to the energy that's here, the aliveness that's here, the vitality that's here. This. It's an affirmation, it's a recognition that, yes, this, I'm here with this. Here is just here. This is, I'm here with this. Maybe it's a way of landing and not being in orbit. This. And perhaps this doesn't have to imply that, like the way the word engage or meet implies, that you have to do something. It's almost like it's more of a recognition of what's already here. So I've offered these, you know, talked about these first three factors of awakening. And usually on the third day of instruction on these retreats, we'll talk about mindfulness of emotion. And I trust that you all know that basic instruction. To connect the three first factors of awakening to emotions, I want to say that the emotions we have are important. And their emotions we have are rooted to something deep inside of us. They're connected to somehow or other to our depth. Or they are in the depth sometimes. And there are difficult emotions. There are wonderful emotions. And everything in between. And when the emotions are clear that this is where our attention should be if we want to be in the present. This is the door to how to be in the present. It's here. To be here. With the emotions and feelings we have. To step forward and open the arms and receive. I taught this little teaching on the seven words, like I did here on the first night. And I talked about how, as you hear these words, to kind of open your chest, step forward and open your arms, and just kind of like you're receiving, like they're receiving the warmth of the sun. And I said the word, and one person said that when I said the word here, it was very profound for her. because she heard me say, fear. And that was a new idea to her, that she would open her arms and step towards her fear. So I think that was a better teaching for her that day than what I intended. So here, to allow yourself to open and step into or towards or to with a wide open awareness, with an awareness ideally that has no trouble or problem with what's there, is not in conflict with the emotion, an awareness that is bigger than whatever emotion we have, an awareness which is not identified, an awareness that perhaps sometimes can step back and maybe have a bird's eye view of the emotion. Here. And then when the emotions are there and recognized that way, there can be the what. Again, not to analyze or figure out or contemplate the nature of the emotion, but the what that creates silence in the mind. Silence that allows us to sense and feel and experience the emotion more fully. Maybe a what that evokes respect for what we're paying attention to. And then a this, or an engage, or a connect. This is what's being recognized. This is where the effort of recognition is happening. This is where I'm allowing something to meet me. This is what is arising. And so perhaps now, maybe quietly, simply, you can allow yourself to relax a little bit, soften, not too much, not with a lot of expectation of how deeply you relax, but a softening, maybe a wave of softening through the body. A wave of softening through the mind, the thinking muscle. And to be here with your body, here in this body, in whatever sensations and ways this body is, here with how the body sensations arise and appear, in whatever way they appear, in whatever way they shift and change. Now this, now that. And then within the body, here, with the body breathing. Here, there appears sensations of breathing. Variety of different sensations appear with each in-breath and out-breath. Now this sensation, now that sensation. Perhaps the here can make room in the quiet of the mind to sense and feel the sensations of breathing. And then a gentle what? What is this in-breath? And the kind of what that doesn't answer the question with words, but a kind of what that opens the attention in silence, allows for stillness for a moment, soft, gentle stillness, silence. Even if it's just for a fraction of a moment, to experience more deeply the sensations of breathing. And perhaps also asking the question, how? How are you with attending to the breathing? What's the attitude, the quality of the relationship of yourself to the breathing? What's the nature of how you're aware? And a gentle effort of a meeting between breath, breathing, and awareness to meet. Or perhaps a this recognition, this effort to recognize and be aware. And in addition to whatever effort you're making, certainly there's a natural effort to be aware that exists as well. And if anything exists during this sitting that's making it difficult for you to be present for breathing, the body, to be mindful, turn toward that difficulty with a here and a what and a how and a this. As if you have all the time in the world to be present. No hurry. here. You are, in fact, nowhere else but here. Here. And only here can you experience the depth and the fullness of lived experience. In an open, maybe silent, interest, curiosity. What is it that is only here in lived experience? What really is the lived experience of breathing, of an emotion, of the body? To meet and to be met. To recognize that this effort, this engagement, this meeting here from time to time, exploring, discovering an awareness that is not in conflict with anything. There might be difficulties, but awareness has no difficulties with anything. Awareness is open to experience and know and recognize, feel whatever is here, just as it is, no problem. The Metta Sutta that's being recited in the evening includes the word contented, contentment, easily contented. To be contented with even a briefest moment of being aware, even if it's a quarter of a second, that you wake up, you're aware to this. and then do it again. And as I said yesterday, to stay in the flow and the continuity in a loving and careful, respectful way, easy way, all the time. The practice does get easier if there's not a big swing between being present and mindful and then checking out and walking around just thinking about anything. See if maybe today you can find a way to be closer to yourself, closer to the practice, more continuous, gently, lovingly, kindly. Stay close to your practice bubble. The ways that you can be intimate, the bubble of intimacy that comes from being here and landed here, that's lost when we're in orbit or in space. And if it's possible, I encourage you to trust the moment-to-moment awareness practice here. Maybe for these hours of the day, practice, the practice of attention, of being aware, can be trusted more than almost anything else that you think about. Let the awareness of your direct experience here be what benefits from your trust.